Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Faster Than the Speed of Zeit. That's play on Faster Than the Speed of Light. Zeit.
I thought it was
Zeitgeist in there.
Okay, got it.
Faster Than the Speed of Scheit.
Yeah, you know
the
that
famous
old
German saying.
Scheiße.
Scheiße. I'm Jack O'Brien. That's Miles Gray. This is what is trending right now. First, we have Back the Blue. A street mural that was painted outside of Tampa Police Station on the street to mimic the Black Lives Matter murals that have been painted everywhere.
Yeah,
a couple things. Couple different directions they chose to go in. One, it's impossible to tell that it says Back the Blue, even if it's like photographed from a drone at the perfect distance. It's just they did. They took some artistic liberties in some ways that make it very difficult to read. What would you say it looks like?
Like if I was reading it?
Yeah, if you're reading it.
Barkilum?
Yeah, that's what I was going to go with too. Barkilum.
Like the T, like the H and E of the is, I can barely tell there's a T. The B in blue is all fucked up. I don't know what the E even is.
Right.
So yeah, I can see Buckilum. Sure. Art and creativity. I don't understand how they can't even do a fucking mural right.
Yeah. They also chose not to get permission from Tampa. So yeah, I mean it's surprising that the police wouldn't know the official paths to go down to get to do the thing they want to do. On the other hand, it's not surprising because a lot of what has been done in response to the Black Lives Matter movement by police who are pissed off by it really is like almost comes off as like a petulant child kind of.
Yeah.
Just and striking out.
Their own supporters have completely missed the point of what is actually happening in this country. One of the women who was organizing it, Christy Krutz, 36, she's like, they're being defunded and things that they need and require to do their job are not going to be provided anymore. Wow, what an in-depth analysis of whatever you think is happening. The things they need will no longer be provided. What a great broad talking point. Yes, go on. Tell me more, Kristen. She says, quote, obviously, that would make anybody feel unappreciated, unwanted. And that's the opposite of what we wanted them to see with the mural on the street. Okay, and you've managed to completely avoid the conversation around police brutality and systemic racism and turned it into, you know what, the problem is I feel like morale's just so low with the cops. They needed a little pick-me-up, so I vandalized the street in front of the headquarters.
Right.
Love ya.
Yeah, it's just the point of view of somebody who has refused to take in even the smallest amount of content of the people who are protesting's like point of view, and just be like, as somebody who is just coming into this completely fresh, here's how I would feel. And
right,
yeah.
I mean, the other thing is like, there's no doubt if they go out there and deface this mural that somebody is going to deface theirs. That's what irritates me. And it's not going to be me, but it's going to happen. Uh-huh. This is them talking about if what will happen if the, it's just so whatever. Look, at the end of the day, please, I understand it's just so difficult to think that American policing and law enforcement could be so fucked up. And by extension, just the system of governance in this country. But, you know, just take a second. I know it's uncomfortable, but it'll all work out. Just take your head out the sand.
I'll Be Gone in the Dark is trending, was trending a lot this morning, last night. Yeah. This was the HBO docuseries that I'm actually just now kind of finding out about as it's coming to a conclusion. So I need to go back and watch it. But
I got to it late, too. I only started watching last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I got through it?
Yeah, I got to episode 5 and I was like, what? It can't, is it over? And then I was like, no, wait, the finale last night. It's harrowing. It's heavy. It's up. It has everything, you know, like it's one of the few true crime docs that has an ending.
Right.
And I think that's what makes it satisfying. But then there's so much evidence and interviews with victims, survivors. It's just really, really, you just kind of see like multi-generational trauma and the, like how badly consent culture and rape culture are just, you know, the huge issues in this country that you see just how like it was, the concept of consent was just completely non-existent almost in the 60s. And sort of like there was, a lot of the survivors were sort of like, I didn't know what to do. Like, it's not like the police knew what to do. And I just didn't feel comfortable talking about it. And that continues to this day. But that, along with hearing about like Michelle McNamara's journey of her just getting sort of bit by this true crime bug and then going all in on this case to the point that the work she did was just absolutely vital to this man being brought to justice. It's a ride.
And it's also it's the Golden State Killer.
It
had kind of been a cold case for a while. She brought it back to the attention of people just by doing like really in-depth investigations online. But this is the criminal who like keeps me up at night when I'm feeling especially paranoid. Like his MO was to just sneak inside people's houses, like without, you know, them noticing. He would like be hiding in your house for like days at a time, just like preparing to come at you. And then like, he would wake you up just in the middle of the night in your bed.
Yeah.
With a flashlight.
Or parents leave the house and you find yourself home alone. And then he's there. It's the whole thing. It's really dark. But you know, it's such a wild ride because it's like a thing that took decades, but with technology coming to where it's at and the proliferation of people doing these like genealogy tests and things like that, it's like, oh shit. Like, cause they had a little bit of his DNA. And once they start comparing that to what they have in these other databases, they're like, I think we know what family this person's in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, it sounds totally worth watching. I'm going to get at it. Soon. The Rock is trending. Finally, some appreciation for this classic film. Mm-hmm. I've always thought it was the Citizen Kane of our time.
No, it's Dwayne Johnson, Jack. It's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes.
The Rock
Johnson. Oh, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Yeah, he is partnering up with Danny Garcia to buy the XFL because if we remember, the XFL was supposed to come back big, baby, in 2020. And Vince McMahon was like, yeah, just don't worry about how shitty I am as a human, behold the XFL spectacle. Mm. Then once the pandemic hit, they're like, okay, so we're canceling everything. We're filing for bankruptcy. And at that point, you know, The Rock apparently had his eye on it and was like, he says that he came through to like scoop this league up out of nowhere to say, he said his motivation was, quote, rooted deeply in two things, my passion for the game and my desire to always take care of the fans. Mm. So he said he wants to create something special for the fans. Now, I don't know what that all means, but sure, I guess maybe The Rock can make the XFL worth watching.
So, I mean, it kind of makes sense because he is a former football player. He played at Miami, right?
Yep.
And then
played for the Argonauts in the Canadian League, I feel like.
And then became a famous wrestler. And like they just never really figured out how to bring the wrestling side of it to the football. It just ended up feeling like any, you know, secondary league professional sport.
Right.
And
yeah. Oh, thing, I realized it's his ex-wife. Danny's his old ex-wife. Now Danny? That I think of. Yeah. Because that was his first wife, I believe. They're no longer married. Yeah. Yeah. Because they've been on their like sort of like, you know, magnate business shit for a minute.
Oh, wow.
And even though their marriage didn't last, they still do business because, you know, at the end of the day, baby, if it doesn't make dollars, then it's got to make sense.
That's right. Brian Callen is trending. He's a stand-up comedian who you've probably only heard of if you're watched The Goldbergs or...
he was on Mad TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I remember my first time seeing who that guy was, like, was him. I think he was on one, probably maybe that first season of Mad TV.
Turns out he is allegedly a sexual predator, this is coming out. He is good friends with and part of, like, Chris D'Elia's crew. And, yeah, so people don't seem very right. surprised by this at all.
It never ends. You think, you know, back to consent and rape culture, like there's just so much work that has to be done societally and just how we as men hold each other accountable, how we raise our kids, all this other stuff, how we aren't, you know, not everyone has a hand, but like men especially, like we have a part to play, like in, you know, changing the culture.
Yeah.
If not incrementally, but yeah.
Yeah, man. And then finally, just to check in on the NBA bubble, how much we're watching, how much I basically got, once the Sixers came back and played badly, I couldn't bear to bring myself to watch much more. But it sounds like you've been watching a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the Lakers. We had that nice win over the Clippers, and then Laker Nation was very cocky going into the match against the Raptors because we're like, well, we beat Kawhi, and he's over here, so why not? And then we found out Mr. Lowry has something to say. Lowry. So, yeah, it's just fun. I think it's just different. It just feels different. I don't know why. I'm like, I don't know if it's because I just need a distraction. It helps my like regional pride to see like the Lakers do well or whatever it is, or it's just because the look of the games feels different too, like with these like courts and the crowd shots, like of seeing players kind of, I don't know. I just like the communal aspect of the bubble, like in how it looks. But other than that, you know, it's
the fact that it's just always going is pretty cool.
Like, you know, you throw the TV on like, oh right, there's a fucking basketball game happening right now. So it's a weird, it's almost like what you wish you had when the lockdown started, like just to kind of help distract yourself from like having to think of what your new normal is. But now that our new normal is what it is, now it's just kind of like added bonus to see some sports go on that hopefully the league is doing right by their players. And by all accounts, it seems like it's doing better than things like the NFL, where like the Eagles head coach, like he tested positive for COVID.
Yeah. So, there's just another Major League Baseball series that was delayed because of COVID tests, positive COVID tests. So that, I don't even know if they're going to be able to keep going with that.
Yeah. Just, and again, when all of it, it's like for people who thought the NBA was precious enough to protect, they found a way to make it work. If only people felt that the citizens of this country and workers of this country were precious enough to protect, So they could find a way to make it work. But unfortunately, well, there's not a lot of money gets made when you're spending money to ensure the safety of people. It's not a profitable thing to look out for people's safety. So unless you're making the safety equipment.
Odell Beckham Jr., who is one of the top players in the NFL, just said that he thinks the season should be canceled, which, you know, there are a couple stars in the NBA who said the same thing. And, you know, we're not, I think it was Kyrie who was hurt and a couple other players, but they all ended up coming back anyways because the money was on the line and because they, you know, it is kind of a messed up situation where you feel like you're being shamed a little bit. But
yeah,
the NFL is planning on coming back with state with fans in the stands, which seems
okay. Yeah, you say that now,
but appropriately, just head in the sand for the NFL, right?
Yeah, and like even if you reduced capacity, like no one wants to be there. Like with, you know, the fun is like it being in just a massive crowd that's like this screaming drunken entity. But whatever.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for this afternoon. That's what's trending.
Yep.
We're going to be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other, wash your hands, stay inside, wear a mask. We're going to talk about wearing masks tomorrow. Wear a fucking mask, you guys. And don't do nothing about white supremacy. Yep. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Later.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.